Time Mobile.
In there, Andy. Long time no talk. TZ4M Mobile.
For LZM Mobile. Yeah, I have to agree with you on that. I've just got antenna issues where I live, and I can't do HF pretty much, other than just hear what I can hear with what I got.
So, and I'm trying to get the station up and running myself right now.
I've been trying for years, but it's just, where that power line way it is, it's just unaffordable for me to be able to do anything about it.
Feeling. I had at my residence, I'd had a wire antenna up for a while, and trying to get and it worked good. Carolina Windham worked good, but trying to get LBO's station up and running, and it's a long way to get to the trees. But I guess that's what I'm gonna go with, the wire antenna for now until I get a tower up.
Someone give it to me, even a 1,000-foot tower like way up over this repeater engine wouldn't clear all those hills that I'm in.
Good block to the north up there, don't you?
I told others, and others find it funny, but it's essentially correct. It's shaped like a bowl, but I'm down in the bottom of the bowl.
Her residence is on a hill in a field, so the wind is always blowing. She was talking about putting up some solar panels. I said, the heck with that. We'll put up a windmill.
One good thing about it, you know, most everything that's up here on Caesar's Head looks right down into the hole there at the house. If it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be able to do much with these.
Something, isn't it?
In UHF down there where I live in the hole is difficult too, but on 2 meters, it just the differences in the bands, it does a lot better.
Are you in doing okay?
I'm getting along, doing fairly good. Obviously, you didn't make it down to the ham fest down at Anderson this Saturday, did you? I don't remember seeing you.
Testing, and I had a host of honeydews that I had to get done afterwards, so I was busy all day Saturday, but I didn't make it to the ham fest.
The only one that I'll make this year myself, I just hope that things works out next year better for the Friars ham fest, and it can go back to first Saturday in May again on Wednesday, I hope.
I've never made it to one of those. It's always a weekend that I have a tournament. So bass tournaments, sorry, they put some money into my pocket where the ham fest taken out. So
kind of, I can see a thing didn't work out this time. I just wish Johnny had give us a little bit more advance warning that it wasn't going to be, because I had told a lot of people around back up in here that it was going to happen. Then the meeting just before the ham fest, then it got squashed. So I kind of had to go back and explain to a lot of people that hadn't been on 610 a lot. There was a sudden change.
Well, where are you out and about to?
And now I'm heading back up to Table Rock, back to the house.
I'm heading up I-26. I just crossed over Lake Bowen, heading to Miles, pick up some stuff and go to a DAV meeting this evening.
You're a member of the South Carolina DX Association, correct?
W4KA
ever come to those meetings anymore?
Well, he did a lot. And, you know, since we backed off during COVID, and I've missed a couple because of conflicts in my schedule, so I really couldn't tell you right now. I missed the last one or two of them.
About about that. He's the one that got that started. And, you know, like I told you about my HF antenna situation, I can't really verify nothing that way, but I never, ever hear him on 70 centimeters or 2 meters anymore. It's like he passed away and died, even though others tell me it happened.
Nothing kicking as far as I know. I think we're going to meet this Thursday. So you're available. Come on out. I'm not sure if he'll be there or not, but you can be.
Due to my health condition, I can't do a whole lot of driving without, let me put it this way, a situation where it's supervised driving. I have to be supervised before I can drive because of how erratic my blood sugar is.
Understand that. I can. I have to check my calendar when I get up there, but I'm pretty sure it's Thursday. I need to make sure I've got it down, so if it is, I won't miss it.
I wondered about W4KX. I never hear him here locally, here on VHF or UHF anymore, and it's for the longest time he was always on here, but now he never hears it.
I wish I could give you something more definitive, but that's as much as I know right now. I guess I ought to throw my call sign out there. Kilo Zulu 4 Mike.
Ain't asking around about him because I never hear him anymore, so I really don't know.
The current situation is really throwing a wrench in all of our plans, pretty much. We haven't had a in-person class in, oh, it's going on 2 years, so we're hoping that we can get together and get one scheduled maybe the beginning of next year, get classes back up in person again.
What to say. I've discussed it with others, but way things are amateur radio's going anymore, I don't honestly know if it'll still be here when we're dead and gone 25 or 30 years from now. When you got people telling ECs, well, I talked to that EC this past Saturday down there in Anderson, telling them, why should I get into amateur radio when I can take a cell phone and call anywhere in the world? If 25 years from now, we're still going to have amateur radio or not.
That's with you. I'm not so much worried that everybody's going to give up on it as I am that they're going to keep taking away privileges and you know, frequency. Take away our bandwidth and have us down a little, we can't operate but on little segments. But, you know, who knows? It's hard to tell what's going to happen in the future.
More younger people needs to be recruited that will be, let's put it this way, won't just get on for, say, when they get the license for 2 or 3 years, then you never hear from them anymore. I've heard, I don't know how many call signs in the past, I guess just the past 4 or 5 years, I hear them once or twice, and you hear them no more.
A lot of people take class and go pass the test and never ever operate on the radio. We've had a bunch of them that the only reason they took the technician class was they're RC operators and they wanted to be able to put a little bit more juice to their electronics. And I've also had, we've had teachers come through and they just wanted to have it for things to do with school but never have operated personally.
They used to get on 145.290, 145.450 over at Clemson, KG4WRM, who taught over at Wahaha High. He kind of incorporated amateur radio into his class, but he and his wife was licensed, and they would communicate back and forth on those repeaters, but as far as getting anybody that real long-term wise interested that you hear, I ain't even heard them in a while themselves, but things are going to have to turn around. We sure enough are losing frequencies with 5G and everything. everything else going. KI-4LZI-Mobile.
Yes, sir. Well, we'll have to see if we're still around in 25 years, and we'll have to have this conversation again. KZ-4M-Mobile.
You don't forget that. I know he and I at EC of Abbeville County was talking this past Saturday, and he told me that, five or 6 years ago, when some scout told him that, you know, he couldn't really go against it, because technically it's true, but they don't understand, though, that's all infrastructure dependent for HF things.
Roger, roger. Yeah, there's a whole lot of things that I wish we could get out to the public about privileges that we actually have. I think it would get more people interested. But I'll tell you what, we'll have all kinds of hams the first time the infrastructure goes down. Nobody can make a phone call.
Wish things was a little different. I'm about to get to Destinate, but I just put my call out to see if anybody was around. For sure. KI-4LZI-Mobile.
Andy, well, you have a good one, bud, and you take care. I hope you get that blood sugar under control where you can drive a little bit more. And if there's anything we can ever do, just give us a yell. I'll say 73 for now, and you have a good one. Kilo Zulu for Mike Mobile.